Dr. Pinsky did getting a case review on March 31 regarding Michael Concannon, C-O-N-C-A-N-N-O-N. As per the records provided, a first report of injury was completed relative to Michael Concannon's injury. Period. It indicated he was escorting a gauger, G-A-U-G-E-R, to tank 11 prior to the arrival of a vessel. Period. He was using a partially constructed walkway to get to the tank and lost his footing. Period. He struck his leg on a piece of support and broke his right leg. Period. He was attended to by EMS personnel and then taken to Massachusetts General Hospital emergency room. Period. They had him undergo x-rays and performed a clinical exam. Period. He was diagnosed with an acute right mid tibial shaft fracture. Period. He was neurovascularly intact. Period. The plan was to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 11/29/17, he did undergo orthopedic evaluation by Dr. Smith. Period. He recommended operative management in view of the open wound directly over the fracture. Period. On 11/29/17, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Concannon was discharged from the hospital on 12/1/17. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by Dr. Harris on 12/15/17. 2.5 week status post-injury medullary nail of right minimally displaced open tibial shaft fracture. Period. His sutures were removed and he was initiated on physical therapy with weight bearing as tolerated. Period. Gait training was to be rendered as well. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Smith on 125/18. Period. X-rays showed mild resorption of the anterior tibial fracture. Period. He was experiencing some more pain than they would expect at this point of his healing, but he is still within the normal range of healing in his postoperative care. Period. They would like him to decrease the weight bearing on the operative leg and to progress weight bearing with pain as his guide. Period. They were expecting full osseous union within the next 2 to 3 months. Period. He did undergo repeat x-rays on 12/15/17 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Concannon then was seen by a physician assistant named Jason Rand, R-A-N-D, on 2/16/18. Period. That same day, he underwent a bone length study that will be inserted as marked. Period. He was prescribed a bone growth stimulator in light of delayed union of his fracture status post-surgery. Period. A CAT scan was then done on 2/27/18 to be inserted. Period. Mr. Rand and Dr. Smith continue to monitor his progress. Period. On 4/10/18, he was seen by Dr. Weitzel, W-E-I-T-Z-E-L, in the same group. Period. He wrote the CAT scan from 2/27/18, showed a non-union. Period. He recommended removal of the two distal screws. Period. It is a Synthes, S-Y-N-T-H-E-S, now, so it should be a standard screwdriver. They were going to get this scheduled as soon as possible. Period. New paragraph. On 4/6/18, a venous Doppler ultrasound was performed. Period. It showed no evidence for DVT nor superficial thrombophlebitis of the right leg. Period. On 4/18/18, Dr. Weitzel performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Weitzel continued on 4/30/18. Period. A course of physical therapy was ordered. Period. X-rays that day showed the distal screws are removed and the fracture is beginning to show signs of healing. Period. Interestingly, the callus is predominantly posterior, comma, medial and lateral, but he has not developed anterior callus to this juncture where he is most tender. So it was thought this was the main problem. But he was going to follow up in a month. Period. New paragraph. Another CAT scan was done on 4/30/18 to be inserted. Period. He underwent plain x-rays of the leg on 5/31/18 to be inserted. Period. This was done in conjunction with Dr. Weitzel's follow-up of 5/31/18. Period. He then recommended another CAT scan to ascertain whether he was going on to heal or becoming a non-union. Period. In paragraph, another CAT scan was done on 6/20/18 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 7/26/18, the claimant was seen by another orthopedic specialist named Dr. Rodriguez. Period. He opined the first thing they need to rule out is whether he has some kind of metabolic issue that has precluded him from healing uneventfully. They therefore were going to check his vitamin D, comma, calcium level, comma, parathyroid hormone, comma, and also sedimentation rate and CRP, as he could be potentially harboring a low-grade infection from when the fracture was opened. Gradifoldi's labs came out normal, or with some concerning findings, the doctor might be inclined to refer him to an endocrinologist for further workup. Period. Once they had ruled out all metabolic etiologies, they could focus on mechanical reconstruction. Period. He explained that it would be best to proceed with re-nailing and re-reaming, R-E-A-M-I-N-G. Period. This would involve removal of the nail, reaming the canal, and placing a higher calorie nail without locking bolts. This would be a first step before considering any potential bone grafting or other or aggressive intervention. They were going to await the results of the ordered lab studies. Period. On 8/16/18, Dr. Rodriguez performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with the physician assistant on 8/21/18. Period. His temperature was 100.5 degrees. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Rodriguez and his colleagues. Period. New paragraph. One such visit was on 9/26/18. Period. He recommended a lidoderm patch and a short-term dose of Ambien for restful sleep. Paired x-rays were done that day to be inserted. Brady also underwent repeat x-rays on 10-16, 18, and 11-118, all to be inserted. Period. On 2-21-19, Dr. Rodriguez performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 4-2-19, Mr. Quintana underwent an MRI of the knee to be inserted. Period. This was repeated on... Scratch that. He also had an MRI of the calf to be inserted. Period. And EMG was done on 131-20 to be inserted. Period. His follow-up with Dr. Rodriguez continued through 3-23-21. Paired gait exam was non-antalgic. Paired gait equal step length bilaterally and a narrow base gait. There was no noted abnormality of alignment, comma range of motion, comma stability, comma muscle strength in the neck, comma trunk, comma low back, comma or upper extremities. Period was tender to palpation along the knee, medial and lateral joint lines, as well as the popliteal fossa. Period was non-tender to palpation on the medial patellar facet, comma lateral patellar facet, comma patellar pole, comma tibial tubercle, comma office fat pad, comma iliotibial band, comma, medial collateral ligament, comma, or the pes anserine. Period had negative patellar apprehension sign. Period there was no palpable medial plica. Period range of motion was reduced from minus 20 to 100 degrees. Period had pain with hyperextension and hyperflexion. Period. He opined the total knee arthroplasty looked well. Period. There was some PFJ osteoarthritis. Period. New paragraph. On 6-19-20, he was seen by Dr. Van Flandern, V-A-N, capital F-L-A-N-D-E-R-N, period. He noted physical therapy had to be suspended in the winter, period. He was now very frustrated and had knee pain and could not straighten the leg. Period. He had not been using anything but Tylenol for pain, period. He reported limping terribly and was using a cane. Period, the right leg was longer than the left by report. Period. Dr. Van Flandern ordered additional physical therapy. Period, he also ordered a sedimentation rate and CRP rate. Period. Physical therapy was ordered and he was placed in a Dynas splint with 10 degree flexion contracture at the knee. Period. Dr. Van Flandern continued to see him until very recently on 2-18-22, period. Upon inspection, was mild swelling, but no erythema on the joint, nor was there any warmth. Period, he had 1 centimeter circumferential atrophy, 10 centimeters above the superior pole. Period range of motion was 5 degrees extension to 110 to 115 degrees of flexion. Period, he had stability to varus and valgus stress. period, there was numbness present over the lateral incision period. There were multiple healed incisions period. He had negative McMurray's, comma, Lachman's, comma, drawer tests, comma, and patellofemoral joint, had no crepitations. Period, his assessment at that juncture was flexion contracture of the right knee, comma, presence of right artificial knee joint, comma, post-traumatic osteoarthritis of the right knee, comma, and left knee pain. Period, he encouraged Mr. Concannon to continue home exercise with specific emphasis on quadriceps strengthening and extension as well as range of motion and flexion. Period, they discussed the use of supportive stockings. Period. I cannot find a specific description of the claimant's gait. Period. Scratch that. I just found the description of the claimant's gait, which was antalgic, and he was walking with a cane. Period. There was no ataxia. Period. On 3-8-22, Dr. Van Flandern offered an impairment rating using the fifth edition of the AMA guides. Period. That will be inserted as marked. Period. New paragraph. The claimant was seen on 7-9-20 by Dr. DeAngelis. D-E, capital A-N-G-E-L-I-S. Period. He had originally seen Mr. Concannon for left shoulder pain on 3-28-19. Period. He had sustained an injury to the right leg on 11-29-17. Period. Following that earlier visit for the left shoulder, he accepted a left biceps injection at that visit. Period. At the next visit of 5-16-19, he complained of right-sided knee pain and was diagnosed with advanced arthritis and was referred to Dr. Drew, D-R-E-W. Period. He underwent a right total knee replacement by Dr. Drew on 9-5-19. Period. He returned this day, describing return of left anterior shoulder pain. Period. He was interested in having a repeat injection. Period. He did not offer complaints relative to his right leg or knee. Period. No physical exam of the right leg was documented to have occurred. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 11-29-17, Michael Concannon's right leg sustained severe forceful trauma when it struck a steel support structure. Period. He was taken by EMS to the emergency room. Period. He was quickly diagnosed with a fracture. Period. Surgery was performed expeditiously. Period. Postoperatively, he had delayed healing of his fractures. Period. Additional procedures were done regarding his hardware to see if that would stimulate his healing and decrease his pain. Period. He had the opportunity to see various specialists. Period. He did undergo a total knee arthroplasty at one point. Period. Ultimately, he was seen by Dr. Flandern, who offered 50% permanent impairment rating of the right leg using the fifth edition of the AMA guides. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Concannon's discharge exam by Dr. Flandern found an intelligent gait and use of a cane. Period. There was decreased range of motion about the right leg. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for instability. Period. There was decreased range of motion of the knee from 5 degrees extension to what I believe was 115 degrees. Period. I will rate this case using the 6th edition of the AMA guides, period, the diagnoses would be fracture of the right tibia and fibula, treated surgically, semicolon, non-union, semicolon, status post knee arthroplasty, period. The latter condition will likely yield the greatest level of permanent impairment, period, end.